Planet Rock.
The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hello, everybody. Hello. It's September the 6th. It's soon my birthday.
It is, Di.
Not them dropping hints.
He is. He drops hints all the time.
Yeah, I know. I drop names as well.
You do? Names, hints. He's no self-embrace, you know.
Didn't tell you about that time that I saw Def Leppard.
Oh, God.
No, you've just listened to them by Rocket Def. I never met them, though.
Have you not?
No, all right, then. No, but I've seen Joe Elliott's privates once.
What?
Well, he showed everybody at the SEC at a gig.
Oh, did he?
Oh, aye. Here, we've got a listener, Kingy.
Hello,
no, we've got more than one.
Just one, Dave. Oh, I thought we were doing all right, no?
Okay, best mate. Let's get on, then.
Let's get on, mate.
All right, best mate. Right, this is his emails from Rob Steele. Hi, Simon, Dave. But Dave in particular. Oh, that'll be me then. I was interested to hear that you now live in the Loire Valley. Well, I do a lot of the time. We were there at the end of July, I wasn't, to pick up some wine from Domaine de la Coriopera in Verdignier near Sancerre. Now, the Sancerre is one of my favourite wines, rich in dryness and gooseberry with a flinty finish. The vineyard owner, Pierre, bit of a stereotype, was an excellent host. If you are close by, I'd recommend the vineyard and the wine. Thanks for that. I do like a dribble. We stayed at Saint-Sauveur on the banks of the Loire. We found Sancerre a wonderful town, and the day we were there was full of those three-wheeler Harley-Davidsons. Were you involved, or do you stick to two wheels? Well, actually, I was down there, but I was on my Kawasaki, and I was having a thoroughly good time staying off the wine till I got home.
Is these three-wheeled Harley-Davidsons kind of like council chariots for the less fortunate, or what?
No, they are not mobility scooters for morbidly obese bikers.
Ah.
The cracking, you know, the trikes.
The flipping, oh.
Oh, they are. They go like the clappers.
What?
Aye. But no, it is the wine. Thanks for that. I'm going to keep that. I'm going to put it in my pocket. And when I'm down there, I will go and buy some. And I'll fill up my... I've got a wine cellar, Kingy.
I know you have. I was in it.
I know.
I need to get you out.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Do you know, Kingy, they've just knocked my old school down.
Have they?
Barrowing Furnace Grammar School for Boys. Got knocked down last year, yes. It's made way for a new academy.
Oh, not another academy.
Oh, I know, but do you know what I have got?
Oh, what?
I've got a brick from the headmaster's office that a mate brought me.
A brick?
From the headmaster's office.
What for?
From Chip Robinson's office.
Really?
I probably looked at that brick when I was being flogged.
You never got flogged. You were a squat.
Listen,
when
I'm Planet Rock, of course I got flogged.
Oh, I saw you.
And I don't wear chinos anymore.
No, you don't, because since Alice Cooper told you, you had to put them away.
Aye, anyway, we're going to talk about the darkness. I won't be wearing me chinos at Rockstock. I'll have me leather drain pipes on with the best of them.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'll diet my way into them, I tell you.
You're going to have to, I tell you.
So, Kingy.
What?
Tell us about your hairy cake.
Oh, me hairy cake. The hairy cake's not fairy cake. Shut up, you. It's coffee and walnut, dude. And who doesn't love a coffee and walnut cake?
Oh, it's brilliant, isn't it? The recipe is on the Planet Rock website, and it's a keeper. It's a good one. It's one of those cakes that should be under a glass dome.
Yeah, it's cut and come again, as we say. You know, you leave it on the sideboard and you have one bit, and then you eat that, and then you come back 10 minutes later and think it's still there looking at you, so you have another bit. And then after about 4:30 in the afternoon, you've actually eaten all the rest of the cake and feel really sick.
Yeah, but our coffee and walnut cake recipe is a belter. It's really tasty. But what's interesting, it makes use of that liquid coffee. You know, camp coffee.
Oh.
Camp coffee is a liquid coffee. It's not coffee that calls you precious.
No,
that's not camp coffee.
No, it's not, Dave. Ooh. It's not. And it's got chicory in it.
Chicory. Oh,
chicory tits.
Camp coffee is great for baking with.
Yes.
And when mixed with walnuts in a cornucopia of cakey goodness, it's splendid. And as it's Sunday, if I were you, I'd rip down to the shops, buy a bottle of camp and knock one up the safties.
Yes, you see, you don't even need to go to the shop to knock one up.
If you were a cake, what would you be, Kingy?
Oh, Victoria Sponge, because that was the first thing that came into my head. What would you be?
Battenberg.
Why?
Multifaceted, full of checks, and, you know, kind of covered in marzipan. I've always had that fantasy, especially with Cheryl Cole.
This is gets more bizarre, this show, as the time goes on, doesn't it?
The Hairy Rock Show. Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet
Rock. That was Pat Bennett. Oh, hit me with your best shot. Shot of what? I'm not entirely sure, but either way, a good track.
Wait, funny, is it hit me with your best shot, baby?
What?
You know, like the baby that's been shot.
No.
No.
No, it goes... Hit me with your best shot. You've just listened to the track.
Do you remember we worked with that actor once and he kept doing that. Right. He was rubbish, wasn't he? He said, "What's that on the road?
A head?
And then his leading lady goes, "What is this thing called, love?" No, not like it's, "What is this thing called, love?" I said that. Yeah, but not "What is this thing called,
love?" It's inflection. It's all in the inflection, you nut. Right, anyway. We've got an email from a listener, the other one that we've got. He says, "Hi." It's from Stuart Pearson, by the way. I've just watched the film Chef with John Favreau the other day and loved it. I thought it would be a good idea for you to get in a van and tour rock festivals. You may think it's a good idea, but David and I know what we do at rock festivals, and that is not a good thing to do on a regular basis. Anyway, you could even have competitions. Ah, here's the sting. For Planet Rock listeners to get a free meal personally cooked by yourselves for each festival venue you go to. You could even do your radio show from each rock festival live.
I like the sound of that.
You can go and get lost, Stuart.
Why don't you like the sound of that?
The thing is that we're mostly not capable of anything.
Kingy, we could exploit this to our advantage.
Could we?
Cy King's son has just started out a business selling food at festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Called Al's Crumpets.
No, it's King and Crumpet now, dude.
King and Crumpet?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that sounds so formal.
I know.
I preferred Al's Crumpets.
King and Crumpet, that's what he's calling it.
King and Crumpet.
Yeah.
Oh, because he's with his girlfriend.
Oh,
he texts after the old fella.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so with the King and Crumpet. Anyway, what you could do is, we could have a competition on Planet Rock. Yeah. And if you win a free crumpet.
Yeah, we could get Al to bring you a free crumpet. Aye. He's going to kill me when I get home.
We could do a show from his crumpet truck.
Yeah. Why not? Why don't we do... Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah, come and have your crumpet buttered.
Whoa, Ed the King and Crumpet.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, that. Yeah.
Should see his son. He looks like a supermodel.
He does, yeah. He takes after his mother, obviously.
Yeah.
Yes!
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
It's important to respect your mother, you know.
Aye.
We did a series, Mothers Know Best, don't we?
Yeah, we did.
Or Mums Know Best.
Yeah, which they do, obviously.
Yeah, they do.
I like mothers.
I do. Was it Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention?
Yeah, great band. Great band. Dynamo Hum. That was Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Oh.
I'm not going to go into the lyrics because they're a bit rude.
No. But no, this is a family show, this. Family show. Talking of family shows, what? It's time for...
The Sunday Roast Amnesty.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
Do you have problems with your Sunday roast?
Do you?
Do your peas look like pimples?
Do they?
Does your gravy have more lumps than the singing detective's toes?
Do they?
Oh, ooh. Is your turkey wrinklier than Mary Berry's forehead? No, I'm not going to say that.
No, yeah, you just have. Mary Berry's forehead's got the wrinkly rink. Right, anyway, stop this.
Right.
Nonsense.
It's time. This is a serious problem, this.
Yes,
this is where we do aim to help you. You know, because Sunday roast is very... We got some figures, actually, this week, and the actual amount of Sunday roast we're eating and sitting around a table, it's dwindling, it's fizzling out, and it's such a wrong thing. It's the nicest time of the year. See, we want people to listen to the Hairy Rock Show, make them hungry, then you go off and have a jolly good meal together around a table. You can go to the pub while it's roasting. It's a special thing.
Sit, talk to one another. It's one of our cultural, iconic moments of the week. Sunday dinner.
Right. The letter's from Becky.
Hello, Becky.
Becky's email address is here.fishyfishy.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah.
Subject, roasty.
Catch me.
She says, could you give a shout out to my dad, Duncan Fisher?
Duncan!
Hey! And tell him he's an awful driver.
You're an awful driver, Duncan Fisher.
How would you cook parsnips for your bog-standard roast? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
In a pan.
They don't take as long as taters.
No.
I'd cut them. But the thing is, when you slice them down, because, you know, a parsnip is a conical shape. So what you do is you cut them in, like, quarters. You have one end that cooks quicker, doesn't it?
It does.
Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I'm with you, dude. I'm with you.
So you kind of, like, try and make them the same size.
Well, you can. It's conical, isn't it?
Yeah, well, all right, then. Well, put the pointy ends in 10 minutes after you put the other ends in.
What, so stand them up in the pan?
No, don't stand them in. Just, they need less cooking. Don't be pedantic.
I'm not being pedantic. I'm simply saying, if you parboil them and then roast them, the thin end goes crispy.
You wouldn't parboil parsnips.
Oh, I parboil parsnips.
I never
parboil them. Fantastic.
You don't need to parboil parsnips.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You want
about
the roasting to bring the natural sugars in the parsnip.
Well, that's what you do, you see, but you put it in a hot oven with a little bit of oil, salt, pepper, and some honey afterwards.
Yes,
afterwards. And then what happens is your thin bit goes all crispy. And your big bit goes all. Ooh.
You can parboil them if you want to.
You can.
And if you don't want to, don't.
No, you don't. That's true.
Is either with maple syrup, the nice, or honey, but just about 3 minutes from the end. Because if you put your honey on too early, it'll just go black, you know.
It burns.
It burns. It'll look like banana skins that have been left on the church roof.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.